This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, black smoke emerging from the Sistine Chapel once again early this morning. Brian Clark joining us with the latest update. Brian, the conclave began yesterday already. We've seen a couple instances of this, meaning that the Cardinals have voted, right?
That's correct. There have been three votes. We've seen black smoke twice, once yesterday and then once about 40 minutes ago. And the 40 minutes ago, that burning, that was two ballots from this morning. And now the Cardinals are having lunch. They're going to get back together this afternoon for another round of voting. So we could still see a pope today, but not during the first part of the day at the Vatican.
What happens if there is no pope selected today or tomorrow?
Then we keep on going. This conclave can go on indefinitely. There are some rules once you get towards the very far end of it, or some procedures just to speed things along. But all the observers, especially those based in Italy, they think it's going to be a relatively short conclave, 2 or 3 days. For reference, when Pope Francis was elected 12 years ago, it was on the fifth ballot. So by that logic, that would put us into tomorrow morning. Actually, that would put us into the second one today because we had the one yesterday. Pope Benedict, 20 years ago, that was on the fourth ballot. So we are getting into the window where we could see white smoke come out of that chimney.
It's very interesting. And I think, you know, even more interesting to all of us, Brian, is the fact that, you know, in a lot of cases when we're talking about something like this, an election, you have these indicators, you know, right? You have little results. You have somebody saying, well, this is how it's going. Someone from the boardroom comes out for lunch. That's just not the case with the conclave.
That is an excellent point. The mystery around it only adds to the spectacle. It adds to the theater. That's why you had 45,000 people in St. Peter's Square yesterday staring at a chimney and applauding some pigeons that were landing there. The fact that we don't know and how rare that is in our modern world where we can find out pretty much anything, but we're all just staring at this chimney, billions of people around the world, the only way of finding out that there's going to be a new leader of the Catholic Church.
All right, Brian, thanks for the update. Brian Clark joining us live this morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.